You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Lizzie O'Leary. Lunch shaming. Maybe you've heard about it. It happens when a kid can't pay for their school lunch. There have reportedly been instances where a kid had to help clean up the lunchroom to pay off their debt, where the school stamped the words, "I need lunch money," on a child's arm, or cafeteria staff threw away the hot lunch of kids who couldn't pay. Earlier this year, New Mexico made news when it banned lunch shaming in schools. And this summer, the U.S. Department of Agriculture asked every school district in the country to write down their plan for how they deal with those unpaid lunch debts. That way, everyone could be on the same page. Brandon Lips is the newly appointed administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service at the USDA.
I think the guidance makes a lot of sense. You know, I grew up in a very small town in Texas, and the folks in my school cafeteria were important to me. School food professionals are looking these young children in the eye every day. You know, I think we need to remember that there's a lot of good going on in this situation, and to allow those people who are with those kids every day to make these decisions is certainly the best policy.
Lip says sometimes school food staff gets a bad rap.
I don't know that anyone intentionally sets out to harm a child in these situations. I think our schools as a whole, the administration, the school food professionals, they're all there to serve those children to make sure that they have the nutrition that they need to learn. And they're all doing the best that they can to deal with the financial realities that they've been given.
Palm Springs Unified School District here in California is one of the schools rethinking how it feeds kids who can't pay and how it tries to collect that money. Stephanie Bruce is the director of nutrition services there. She says their policy has evolved over time. We reached her on the first day of the new school year.
We used to allow charging for students who didn't have money to pay for meals. There really was no cutoff, so the charges got a little out of control. So we did institute a no charging policy about 3 years ago. And what we did in that case, if the students didn't have money, they could get what we called a courtesy meal, which was a milk, and then they could go have anything they wanted off the salad bar. But that also pulled on the heartstrings of our employees.
Right.
So we have now developed a new policy.
You said charging was out of control. What did it look like?
Well, when I first started here about 4 years ago, the debt at the time was $35,000.
Wow. In unpaid school lunch bills.
Unpaid school lunch bills in 1 year.
Huh. So what is the policy now? What did you guys switch it to?
We actually have what we call, it's like a deferred payment policy. And if students come through the line and they don't have any money, our operators send them through the line, let them get a lunch just like anybody else would. And then we print up a negative balance report. We provide it to the principal, who then contacts the parents to let them know that their student didn't have money today, and if they could please send money tomorrow or go online and create a online pay account.
And everybody's going to eat.
And honestly, everybody should eat. I mean, a hungry child can't learn. And, you know, many of our students, it's the, you know, most nutritious meal they get in a day. I'll tell you, our breakfast on Mondays is our most participated meal, and it's because a lot of students don't eat very much over the weekend.
Is it working? Is it better for you guys?
Well, we'll let you know. This is our first day.
This is the very first day of the new policy, huh?
It's the first day of the new policy. You know, we with our no charging policy that we did the last couple of years, it worked pretty well, but it was still, you know, embarrassing to the students to bypass the main line and go over to the salad bar,
right,
for lunch. So this, you know, the staff was all trained last week on the new policy, and the sense of relief from them was so amazing that I think this is going to be a much better option, not just for the students, but for our staff involved.
The staff all had was relieved with the new policy.
Yes.
What'd that look like? What'd they say?
You know, it was kind of like they just had been holding their breath all year and they exhaled in training.
Huh.
You know, because typically what happens, you know, students come through the line and mom or dad will probably give them cash. A lot of times they'll just give them the exact dollar amount they need for lunch. And they might lose a quarter or two. There might be something in the classroom that they want to buy, like a pretty pencil, and they use their lunch money to do that. So when they come through the lunch line and they don't have all of the money, my staff has pockets full of coins that they just pull out of their pocket and pay for the students.
What challenge is presented to the school by these sort of unpaid meal charges? Why can't you just hand a kid some food and say, eat?
Well, you know, we're funded by federal taxpayer dollars. And the purpose of the meal program is to provide a free or reduced priced meal to students who are economically disadvantaged. There are families who don't qualify, and those students have to pay for their meal. The government assistance that we do receive from the federal government is about 26 cents, and that meal can cost upwards of $2.75.
If a parent doesn't or can't pay the debt they owe you guys, who does the obligation fall to?
It's going to fall to the site budgets. They will have to pay for the uncollected debt.
So the individual schools themselves.
Right, which comes from our general fund money.
Stephanie Bruce is Director of Nutrition Services for the Palm Springs Unified School District. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.